Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to our podcasts, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
We're talking today about these diet fads, and everybody's got their diet that's going to work best. And we spend a lot of time on a ketogenic diet because that's a hot one right now. I'm not a fan of it. If you're going to do it, you need to make sure everything you do is organic. You want to make sure you do it only for short term, because long term, that's where we're kind of going to pick up from here. There's side effects, not good side effects. So if you're going to do it short term, 2 months maximum, and then you want to go back to a more regular diet. The ultimate diet, I'm going to give you a little tease here, is a plant-based diet. Plant-based diet gives you all the benefits of all the other diets without the downside. And we're going to cover that in a second. So a couple more things on ketogenic diet. If you're doing this, another negative side effect could be decreased serum sodium. The average American eats far too much sodium, salt. On a ketogenic diet, you might struggle to not get enough. One main concern from a dietary standpoint is an increased risk of dehydration and low blood sodium, especially when exercising intensely or in a hot environment. Low levels of sodium in your body can lead to leg cramps, decreased energy, confusion, even vomiting. So what I want you to do if you're doing this, add a pinch of air-dried sea salt or Celtic salt to every meal. Just a little sprinkle in there. That's going to help replace the minerals. Sea salt, of course, the recommended one because it has all the nutrients in it. White salt, white table salt, is they take the nutrients and they take the nutrients out, and what's left is essentially sodium chloride. What do they do with these nutrients? The other 70 different trace minerals that they took out of the air-dried sea salt, they sell it as supplements. So here you are using table salt, white salt, you know, the cheap stuff most people use, and then you're taking supplements. Why don't you just add a little air-dried sea salt? In fact, right now, today, I want you to throw out all the white salt in your house. Just go to air-dried sea salt. That's the kind I have in my house. Pink salt, Himalayan salt, those are all fine. Dehydration. People in the early stages of ketogenic diet are prone to dehydration. A keto diet is known as a water-flushing diet due to lessening of the inflammation and reduction of the glycogen stores in your liver and muscles. What happens is people lose a lot of weight. It's not necessarily fat they're losing. It's some fat, but many times it's water right away. And they're saying, oh, I feel great, I'm losing weight. That's not a good thing. So to prevent dehydration, I want you to drink a lot of water, about 2.5 liters a day. You know what the 2-liter bottles of soda is? That and a little bit more than that every day. And starting as soon as you begin cutting carbs in preparation for your diet. By the way, when you drink a lot of water, you're probably going to lose weight as well. So just drinking the water is going to contribute to this without all the negative side effects. Kidney stones and kidney damage. I see this all the time in our practice. Patients come in, and if not treated or reversed, dehydration can lead to things like kidney injury. And it's only one way the ketogenic diet puts your kidneys at risk. Kidney stones or damage to the kidney can also be a side effect, and you got to be careful with that. So high levels of nitrogen is created by the excess protein, and that can cause an increased pressure in the kidneys as well. This is why I don't like these high-protein diets, which is another diet people go on. I'm on a high-protein diet, doc, and I'm losing weight. Yes, you will lose weight. However, your kidneys can only process about 8 to 10% of your total caloric intake as protein. Anything beyond that has to be broken down in the liver and your kidneys, and that puts strain on your kidneys. So the ketogenic diet, more of a fat-based diet, the high-protein diets, more eating a lot of meats, both of them can help you lose weight. Both of them have a lot of negative side effects. So this can lead to formation of kidney stones, damage your kidney cells. People with kidney, liver, and gout issues should be cautious when embarking on such diets, as they can increase your risk of further kidney damage. It can overwhelm an already taxed liver, and that can cause things like gout. Muscle loss. The longer you're in ketosis, the more fat you burn. Unfortunately, you're also going to start losing some muscle tissue. While protein is considered the powerhouse of the muscle builders, you don't need more protein. Most people need less protein. Again, your body only needs 8 to 10% of its total caloric intake. Anything beyond that has to be broken down, stress on the liver and kidneys. A carrot is 6%. This is why people on a plant-based diet get all these benefits, the high fiber, the low blood sugar, the weight loss, the energy increase, the increased life expectancy, the micronutrients, all of that's there in a plant-based diet, which mostly fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, that's a plant-based diet, without the negative side effects. So your muscles need carbs or sugars for adequate formation and maintenance. Without these carbs, your body starts to break down muscle. Since your body starts to eat away at the muscle as it enters into ketosis, your heart, your colon, your blood vessels, these are all muscles, can be damaged in the process. Additionally, you may find that it's difficult to eat adequate calories on a daily basis because your fat is so filling. You eat some fat, you feel full, you're not getting enough food. Some people oftentimes opt to fast for several hours each day. I'm okay with fasting. Fasting is a good thing because you got to give your body a chance to rest. Now, this can help with weight loss, but your body needs calories for proper maintenance. Somebody said to me the other day, Dr. Joe, if you were stuck on a desert island, what food would you bring with you? What one food would you bring? I thought for a second, and I said, well, I would take Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. However, I couldn't survive on it because it doesn't have hardly any calories in it. So it's loaded with micronutrients, it's loaded with prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, complete multivitamin is in there. It alkalizes the system. The stuff is off the chart, but it doesn't have a lot of calories. So you have to eat food in addition to that. So I said, if I had to bring one thing with me, it would be Super Greens and Essential Source, but I'd have to get my calories from somewhere. And if you're not putting the calories in and you're not giving your body enough of the nutrients it needs, it can start to burn muscle for energy. It starts digesting itself. And that can accelerate muscle loss. Cardiac problems, losing heart muscle is not only a heart-associated risk with the ketogenic diet, but if you have high blood pressure and you're taking medication, the prescription mixed with the diet can cause abnormally low blood pressure. And I tell people this when they come to see us, because a lot of folks come to us, number one drug patients come to us on is high blood pressure meds. And I always ask them, do you have acid reflux, heartburn, burping, gas, bloating? And the answer is almost always yes. And if the stomach is pushed up against the diaphragm, you're affecting something called the vagus nerve. Now, the vagus nerve controls all of your digestive system, all of your organs, except for your adrenal glands, but it also controls your heart. So with people, when the stomach is pushed up against the diaphragm, if they have rapid heart rate, tachycardia, and high blood pressure, if we fix the stomach, if we pull the stomach down away from the diaphragm, we take the stress off the vagus nerve, and many times the blood pressure drops. So I tell people when they come see us, if you're on blood pressure medication, monitor your blood pressure. Because chiropractic care has been shown to help with blood pressure, and also fixing the stomach has been shown to help with blood pressure, and changing your diet has been shown to help with blood pressure. So if you're taking medication, monitor your blood pressure, because I don't want your blood pressure going too low. And that can be dangerous or even deadly. One of the side effects too, bad breath. During ketosis, your body produces ketones. And that's a byproduct of the fat burning process. You will smell like you're drunk, which is interesting. Now, I was talking about this the other day on a radio show, and somebody called in and said, can you be pulled over and get a ticket for this? And the answer is yes. Now, if you're not drinking and you get arrested, go ahead and get the blood work done. Prove to them you're not drunk, because the sweet smell that comes with ketosis is a problem. That's why diabetics sometimes, if they go into ketosis or they can go into ketogenic coma because they're not utilizing sugar properly, the body's burning fats and it creates ketones, that can be an issue as well. You think the person's drunk, the cop arrests them, takes them to jail, they're actually a diabetic. So be careful with that. Now, the more sophisticated tests are not going to show you positive, but maybe a roadside stop and the cop does a little, you know, balancing and you're dopey because you're burning ketones and your brain isn't working as well as it should, that can be an issue. So it could be a defense, actually, in drunk driving. I was a ketogenic diet. I shouldn't give you that advice, should I? Get my lawyers to give you that advice. Okay, so back to the ketones again. It burns, they're burning it, and exhalation, you start to stink. So when ketones are excreted in your lungs, they leave that foul-smelling acetone smell. Because this fat-burning process, you may develop bad breath when you're in ketosis, drink a lot of water, your mouth needs to stay hydrated, and that'll help with the bad breath as well. If the situation becomes particularly smelly, you can do things like cloves. Now, I do this every day. In my cars, in my suit jackets, I have a bag of cloves with maybe 10 or 15 cloves in it, not a lot. And when I'm in an event, I take the clove and I put it in my mouth and I suck on it. And what that does, cloves are antibiotic, antiviral, and antifungal, and they smell good. Now, if you're eating sugar-free gum, that's artificial sweetener, very dangerous to the body. Sugared mints, not good for you. The clove is the perfect answer for that. So if I'm at an event, if I'm networking, if I'm at a dinner, if I'm having a you know, one-on-one conversation, a meeting, I pop a clove in my mouth, put it between my cheek and gum. I can talk. Then when I need to, pull it back down from my cheek and gum, suck on it a little bit, put it back in my cheek and gum. Eventually, it starts to dissolve. As it dissolves, chew it and swallow it. And the reason is cloves have more antioxidants than blueberries. So it's pretty cool. So again, I don't recommend this diet for more than 2 months at a time. It's not a good idea. Again, all the benefits can be there from a plant-based diet. Let me skip through this real quick. Let's talk about fewer calories. Studies have been shown if you eat fewer calories, you're going to probably live longer. If you're aware you want to lose weight, one of the most important factors is lowering your caloric intake. One study took place, National Institute of Aging in Bethesda, Maryland, found that eating fewer calories is also associated with a potential lifespan increase of up to 18 years. And here's the thing when it comes to diet. Diet has a direct effect on how long you live. If you give up just dairy products, nothing else, studies have shown you got about 8-year increase in your life expectancy. Quality years. That's not giving up meat. That's not giving up anything else. Just giving up the dairy products. If you go to a plant-based diet, 11 to 18 years, quality years added to your lifestyle, your life expectancy. Why wouldn't you do that? I want to live as long as I possibly can. I want to get as healthy as I can as quickly as possible. And so the studies have shown that it really works pretty well. So eating fewer calories might be worthwhile if you consider whether people could also reap the benefits of nutritional benefits, longer lifestyle, less expensive, more energy, improved love life, better brain function. Folks, there's no downside. And here's the thing, how you do this, how do you go to a lower calorie diet? When you're hungry, you're not hungry for food, you're hungry for nutrition. And when you give the body nutrients, you eat less. And if the stomach is pushed up against the diaphragm, I know when my stomach is up against my diaphragm, the first symptom I have is I can't get enough food in my body. My stomach is bloated, it hurts, and I want to keep eating. Because your stomach produces a hormone called leptin. Leptin is released into your blood, goes into your hypothalamus in your brain, and tells you that you're full. If your stomach is not working properly because it's so bloated or pushed up against the diaphragm, it appears, and I haven't seen all the research on this yet that I want to, but it appears that the stomach is not producing leptin to go into the hypothalamus so you don't feel full. So when I can't stop eating, I grab one of my doctors, I say, hey, listen, adjust my spine, because the nerves in the upper part of the back control my stomach. Lower part controls the lower digestive system, and pull my stomach away from the diaphragm, almost instantly, I feel full. Once again, you're not hungry for food, you're hungry for nutrition. So consider consuming less calories, and we're consuming a lot more calories than we did even just a few decades ago. Several years ago, 2003 was the last time I found a study, the average person consumed 523 calories less on a daily basis, or more, I'm sorry, than they did in 1970. So in like 40 years, we're consuming a whole 500 more calories, not such a surprise because what else has gone up? Chronic diseases like cardiovascular disease, diabetes, certain cancers, all on a rise despite all the amazing research we do in modern medicine. We can laser focus and kill cancer cells with lasers now, and it's amazing. And all the research and all the money we're spending, life expectancy is actually getting shorter. This generation of children has a life expectancy shorter than their parents by about 5 years. That's scary stuff, folks. All the money we spend and all the amazing research we have, and we're living less. Isn't that how you win the game? You live longer? So unless you're extremely thin, you can cut back your caloric intake and you're gonna do just fine. So caloric restrictions are what you might find and help rapid weight loss. But instead, you want to make sure you cut down your calories and increase the quality of your food. That's going to be so important. So take a good hard look at your meals. Are you placing an emphasis on nutrition? Chances are no. You're placing an emphasis on, can I eat a high protein diet to lose weight? Can I eat a higher fat diet to lose weight? Yeah, but you got to increase your nutrition. That's, again, where Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source should be part of your complete dietary plan. I can't imagine it wouldn't be. You're also basing a majority of your calories, you want to base your majority of calories on vegetables, fruits. If you're going to do protein, beans and legumes and nuts are excellent. If you're going to do animal products, again, it has to be organic. If it's not organic and an animal product, I wouldn't eat it. Cut way back on your intake of refined carbohydrates. This also speeds up the aging process. Sugar speeds up the aging process. When you eat sugar, it combines with proteins and creates something called advanced glycated end products, AGEs. Age, it actually ages you. The advanced glycated end products get into the cells and they break down connective tissue. This is what causes things like wrinkles, flabby skin, the advanced glycated end products from eating sugar. Use spices for extra flavor. We talked about cloves to help with bad breath. Avoid sauces and cheeses and toppings. That's going to boost your calorie intake. Drinks are another area you're wasting a lot of calories on. Water should be your go-to beverage. It's the best way to remain hydrated and it's calorie-free. Teas are okay too, as long as there's no added sugar. I like to drink tea and I do a lot of lectures, a lot of radio and television. And so I like to keep my vocal cords moist and warm. So I drink warm tea. I'll drink ginger tea. I'll drink something, it has slippery elm in it. Slippery elm helps coat my throat. If I want to sweeten it with something, I'll use stevia. If you're going to drink coffee, it has to be organic because coffee is so highly sprayed with toxic chemicals. Here's the thing. Why do you drink coffee? It gives you energy. Why are you tired? That's the question you should be asking. It's not that I need more energy. It's why am I so tired all the time? Number one consumer of energy is romance. Keep it clean. It's a family show. Number two consumer of energy is digestion. Now, most of you, I'm assuming you're not having romance all day every day, but most of you are digesting food every day. And the hardest thing to digest, the most energy being used, is animal proteins. So if you want to have more energy, cut back on the animal proteins because that energy now can be used for other things. Coffee only gives you fake energy. It really just stops you from being tired is what it does. And long term, you're going to take more and more of it. The more coffee you drink, the more acid you put in your body. The more acid you put in your body, the body has to neutralize that acid. And the body uses calcium as one of its primary neutralizing agents. So you're sucking calcium out of your bones, out of your blood tissue, out of your muscles to neutralize the blood. Eventually, you start having problems. So coffee is bad on many, many levels. And here's the thing. When you're tired, these are some tricks I want you to start doing right away. I want you to drink, I don't know, the biggest glass of water you have in your house. Drink two of them. You'll be amazed how much energy you get almost instantly. If your body's lacking nutrients, Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source, simple. If you've been under long-term stress, Dr. Joe's Adrenal Support, it's on the website, drjoe.com. The adrenal support helps the adrenal glands produce adrenaline, and the adrenaline helps give you energy. So I'm not giving you something that's going to stimulate you. I'm giving you the raw materials to produce your own natural stimulants. Another trick I use is Dr. Joe's Nitric Oxide Support. Nitric oxide opens up your blood vessels and increases circulation to everything, your digestive system, your romantic department. A lot of people have issues there. Brain. But I can't take it at night. When I take nitric oxide, I have to take it in the morning because it gives me so much energy. People say to me all the time, Dr. Joe, you're not young. How does your brain work as well as it does? I give it the nutrients that it needs, the nitric oxide for circulation, and that's why I can do shows. A lot of times I'll do live lectures and I'll just answer questions on the fly. And people say, well, how much prep do you do with these shows? None. Zero. So the brain works, and my brain isn't better than yours. My brain just works better than yours because I take care of it. So coffee, not a good idea. If you do Super Greens, Central Source, Nitric Oxide, and Adrenal Support, and B vitamins, by the way, many of you are deficient in B vitamins, that could be a reason why you're tired all the time. You're dehydrated, drink more water. If you're going to drink fresh juices, I don't recommend you do that, especially fruit juices. Vegetable juices, I'm fine with. Dilute them with water. And the reason is fruit juices, when you take the fiber out, that sugar is absorbed very quickly. Skip store-bought juices, drinks, sports drinks. We did shows on that before. Unless you're an elite athlete and you start wasting electrolytes, what you need to do is just take a little quarter teaspoon of air-dried sea salt, get all the electrolytes you need, and save a ton of money. Try to eat as many fruits and vegetables as you can. There's a treasure trove of nutrients in that. In the bad foods, alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener, and chemicals, there's a treasure trove of those in bad foods. Your snacks don't have to be a source of excess calories either. You want to pass on the chips and the cookies and the ice cream. Choose treats that offer nutritional value without the high caloric intake. Pumpkin seeds, mixed nuts, cut up some veggies. And of course, Super Greens, an essential source, make me feel full. Because again, when you're hungry, you're not hungry for food, you're hungry for nutrition. Once you get that phrase in your head, I'm not hungry for food, I'm hungry for nutrition. What can I put in my body that's going to give me nutrition? And that's why the Super Greens, an essential source, is such an easy way to do that. Fresh vegetable juice, again, very beneficial. Don't sweeten it, though. You can include in your diet every day if you want to. and make it a habit of two or three times a week if you want to. But the Super Greens, the essential source, is powdered fruits and vegetables without the sugar in it. So instead of going through all the process of juicing, that's why one of the many reasons I invented it is because it's so much easier. That's going to help clean out the toxins from your body. And that's been associated with studies of greater longevity as well. So when you're doing fruits and vegetable juices, vegetable juices and fresh fruits and vegetables, chances are you're going to live longer. And it keeps your calorie count down. For an average person, for a man, about 2,000 calories a day. For a woman, about 1,500 calories a day. Certainly going to help you lose some of that excess weight that contributes to so many diseases and a longer life. So this is what I recommend. Well, I've got a few minutes left. Many people in the world today are finding it difficult to get slimmer. They want to improve their health. They want to be healthier. The good news is the benefits of a plant-based diet solve your problems. They're whole foods. When I say whole foods, as little processing as possible. Even olive oil or any type of oil is processed. You eat the olive, that's one thing. When you process the oil out, that's even refined. Now, that's an extreme case, but the less refined, the better. Partially refined foods that are derived from plants, you want to cut those out too if you can. They're loaded with useful compounds if you're eating raw fruits and vegetables. Fiber, minerals, phytonutrients. A plant-based diet can also be referred to as a vegan diet, but it's not the same. Vegan diet is somebody who eats no animal products, but you can be eating cookies and cakes and donuts and brownies on a vegan diet. You can be very sick on a vegan diet. You can be fat on a vegan diet. Plant-based diet is whole foods, a little harder to get there. It's a lot easier to stay healthy on a plant-based diet. So vegan was the word, and now plant-based is the new word that we're using to take it to a whole nother level. Doesn't contain any animal sources, of course, no meats, no eggs, no dairy products, and many health benefits that plant-based diets have, everyone can benefit from it. Research has shown that it can help lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, cardiovascular disease, and mortality rates. You're going to live longer. One study, 2013, from the National Institute of Health, showed that plant-based diets can lower the number of medications required to treat chronic conditions. So here you go. That can just cut down on your need for medication, which can extend your life and save you a ton of money as well. Physicians today are recommending to their patients a plant-based diet. Now, I've been in practice about 34, 35 years. Doctors, 20 years ago, other doctors, medical doctors, would never consider referring to a chiropractor or nutritionist ever. I get referrals almost every day. Patients come in, my doctor told me to come see you. Dr. Joe, I asked my doctor, what should I do? Should I go to Dr. Joe? Should I get chiropractic care? Should I get nutritional work? Should I get my stomach done? Absolutely yes. And it's really cool. And I tell you, I get 10, 20 years ago, we never had these meetings. Now I have meetings and dinners and lunches and parties 3, 4, 5 times a week, sponsored by my medical colleagues who just want to get to know us. Because they listen to shows, my shows, and they get so excited. And they say, Dr. Joe, can you help me with our patients? And my answer is yes, of course we can. And I don't steal the patients. We co-manage the case. So if you have a health issue, ask your doctor or come see us, and we'll let you know. Listen, yes, we can co-manage your case. Or you know what? This isn't something we really want to handle. Stick with your other doctor. But 99% of the time, we co-manage the cases with the doctors. Patients get better results in most cases. It's cheaper. The insurance companies love it. You love it. It's faster. Why not do it? Blows my mind. I said in the first half of the show, studies have shown, study after study, the surgeons that I work with all say the same thing. Chiropractic care is the least expensive, most effective treatment for pain. And now we're realizing, the rest of the world is realizing, it's also good for other things as well. My team of doctors, we can actually adjust the digestive system, pull the stomach away from the diaphragm for acid reflux, get you on nutrients, get you on the minimum super greens and essential source. And then we customize a plan further to find out what nutrients you need. Then we give you CDs to listen to. In fact, if you go to my website right now, drjoe.com, this is a little bonus for you, just type in the search engine, the 7 deadly sins of nutrition. It's going to bring up a lecture that I did a couple of years ago on the 7 foods you want to avoid, which are alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweetener. I know that's your whole diet, right? After you watch that, type in the search engine again, so what can I eat? And it's a whole hour of what to eat. Fruits, vegetables, nuts and seeds, breakfast, lunches, dinner, snacks, parties. Everything is there. And the cost for that is free. It's my gift to you. So go there. I have books written. You can read my books if you want to. But learn from the website. Listen to the podcast. We have well over 1,000 hours of audio and video podcasts there. So if you're driving around in your car, a lot of people listen to them when they're working out, at work. It's information that you need to get well and stay well. And it's all free. It's on the website, drjoe.com. So a lot of benefits from the plant-based diet. I didn't have time to cover. It'll be on the website, drjoe.com, but it helps your gut, it helps you lose weight, it helps your brain, it's better for your digestive system, it's better for the environment, it's cheaper. There's no downside to doing what we say. So folks, got to run. We got about a minute left. If you'd like to make an appointment to come see us, and I think you should, if you have neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, numbness, tingling, stop suffering, come see us. If we can think we help you, we can help you, we'll tell you. If we can't, we'll tell you that too. If you've ever been in a car accident, come see us immediately. Now, even if it was 20 years ago, come see us. But the sooner you get to us, the better it's going to be. You want to make sure you get quality care after a car accident. There's a lot of doctors out there that aren't giving quality care. The case is settled and you suffer the rest of your life. I don't want that. My team of doctors have one goal, to get you well and keep you well. So if you've been damaged in a car accident, slip and fall, sports injury, come see us. Go to the website right now in the Atlanta area. We have offices in Marietta, Duluth, and Stockbridge. Folks, I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. Again, the website, drjoe.com. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to this podcast, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 Eastern Time on WSBRadio.com and on the WSB Radio app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.